"You're not going to eat that, are you, Hagrid?" said Ron, leaning in for a closer look. "It looks poisonous."
"It's supposed to look like that. It's dragon meat," Hagrid said, "and I didn't get it to eat."
He picked up the steak and slapped it over the left side of his face. Greenish blood trickled down into his beard as he gave a soft moan of satisfaction.
"That's better. It helps with the singing, you know."
"So, are you going to tell us what's happened to you?" Harry asked.
"Can't, Harry. Top secret. More than me job's worth to tell you that."
"Did the giants beat you up, Hagrid?" asked Hermione quietly. Hagrid's fingers slipped on the dragon's steak, and it slid squelchily onto his chest.
"Giants?" said Hagrid, catching the steak before it reached his belt and slapping it back over his face. "Who said anything about giants? Who you been talking to? Who's told you what I've... Who said I've been... Hey?"
"We guessed," said Hermione apologetically.
"Oh, you did you?"
said Hagrid, surveying her sternly with the eye that was not hidden by the steak.
"It was kind of obvious," said Ron.
Harry nodded. Hagrid glared at them, then snorted, threw the steak onto the table again, and strode back to the kettle, which was now whistling.
"Never known kids like you three for knowing more than you ought to," he muttered, splashing boiling water into three of his bucket-shaped mugs. "And I'm not complimenting you, neither. Nosy, some would call it. Interfering."
But his beard twitched.
"So you have been to look for giants," said Harry, grinning as he sat down at the table.
Hagrid set tea in front of each of them, sat down, picked up his steak again, and slapped it back over his face.
"Yeah, all right," he grunted. "I have."
"And you found them?" said Hermione in a hushed voice.
"Well, they're not that difficult to find, to be honest," said Hagrid. "Pretty big, see?"
"Where are they?" said Ron.
"Mountains,"
said Hagrid unhelpfully. "So why don't Muggles..."
"They do,"
said Hagrid darkly.
"Only their deaths are always put down to mountaineering accidents, aren't they?"
He adjusted the steak a little so that it covered the worst of the bruising.
"Come on, Hagrid. Tell us what you've been up to," said Ron. "Tell us about being attacked by the giants, and Harry can tell you about being attacked by the Dementors."
Hagrid choked in his mug and dropped his steak at the same time. A large quantity of spit, tea, and dragon blood was sprayed over the table as Hagrid coughed and spluttered and the steak slid with a soft splat onto the floor.
"What do you mean, attacked by Dementors?" growled Hagrid.
"Didn't you know?" Hermione asked him, wide-eyed.
"I don't know anything that's been happening since I left. I was on a secret mission, wasn't I? Didn't want owls following me all over the place. Ruddy Dementors? You're not serious."
"Yeah, I am. They turned up in Little Whinging and attacked my cousin and me, and then the Ministry of Magic expelled me."
"What?"
"And I had to go to a hearing and everything. But tell us about the giants first."
"You were expelled?"
"Tell us about your summer, and I'll tell you about mine,"